Blog Talk Radio.
Nursing homes kill people. Turn them into accessible housing. Create a purpose for the buildings that house nursing homes that keep residents in captivity and take their money and their resources. And another big factor is that nursing homes are contributing to the downfall of the economy. The money is being wasted to the tune of $196 billion, I'm told, as of 21. So there are many, many programs, but what good are those programs if the nursing homes still exist? A person can be accepted, get out of the nursing home, and wind up right back in because the places are still there. Now, it's never been addressed before in this matter. Intersight has come up with the permanent permanent solution for nursing homes.
Yes, they do.
You can't put a person in a nursing home if the nursing home's not there. All right. Suzanne.
Sorry. Hi. Hi, everybody. Boy, oh boy, I tried looking up certain things and, you know, Frank and I discussed a lot, you know, about this. Between last show and this show, we found that the money really has been affecting a lot of the people and the individuals who are, you know, stuck in the nursing homes. It's very challenging, but we're ready to take on that challenge. Frank, we were saying that the money that has been delegated, like you mentioned that when I mentioned it to you, $196 billion for 2020, because it mentioned it went up by $20 billion from the previous year. That is absolutely disgusting that they should actually have tried their best to lower the spending and try to implement a program like we're trying to suggest to them. But instead, they said, oh, it has to go up, and they put more people in a rehabilitation environment where it's filled with COVID. Why do you do that? That is so we as an institution, you know, should, as Americans, I should say, the institution as Americans shouldn't even be doing that. You know, the nursing home, you know, family of nursing homes shouldn't be doing that. They should be taking the people and placing them back in their homes and providing home care. We have found a solution, you know, to a lot of the home care issues, and one of them we would like to name volunteer, you know, Volunteers for Freedom. And it's not happening that way because we need the monies that is there to protect, you know, the people who are, you know, in nursing homes right now and people who are at risk of going into nursing homes. That's the problem right now. We're going to create Volunteers for Freedom Fund from, you know, what we get from the government and also what we get, you know, to help these people. We're going to create a fund. And I think that's...
Well, you're not going to get that money from the government.
No, well, you get it from private people. Sorry, I'm
going to have to get it donated.
Yes, exactly.
By people who understand that
right.
These nursing homes are ruining the country. They're giving the country
yes.
a bad image.
Yes, they are.
They're contributing to a downcast economy. All
that's
that money
right.
being wasted, you know, everybody knows, it's common knowledge that it costs less to keep a person in their own home.
Yes, it is.
Than it does in a nursing home. And with our idea, It would even cost the government less than less.
Yeah.
Because the agencies could, partner us up with the agencies.
That's right.
Let's raise the money together.
That's right.
I mean, what an image that would make, and a great news story. You know, today I'm volunteering to raise money to keep my fellow disabled away from
nursing home. Yeah. Disabled can help disabled. You don't realize that any organization needs a telephone, people who answer a telephone. We can run all the time, which is, doable. We can run for people who know about, what it is to collect information on a call center, so they can run call centers, and stuff like that. They can definitely do something like that and give them the information that they need, which is great.
Oh, yeah, that's all right, but we got to change the way things are done.
Yeah, that's right.
I got an email tonight from my congressman. And
really?
I'm going to address it tomorrow on tomorrow's show. The Congress, the politicians should put Americans first,
So
I'll be telling everybody about that email
tomorrow night
as part of tomorrow night's show.
Yeah, because
it's a
really
horrible
important.
Email, actually.
Really?
All
wow,
right.
He had the guts to say it to you? Wow.
Yeah, well, the politicians don't give a damn. They don't care.
Obviously.
Going back to this nursing home thing, the whole thing stems from the fact that the Americans with Disability Act doesn't protect people.
That's true.
I mean, what the hell good is this law? It needs to be amended seriously.
Oh, seriously amended.
To protect people.
That's right. Not,
it needs to be extended. It needs to be extended not only to public accommodation, but a lot more. The Congress seems to think that public accommodation is the big thing. Well, that's only part of it.
That's right.
That's not the whole picture.
There's an element of discrimination that they have not addressed.
It's no enforcement that they have not
addressed.
That's
right. And they don't address it at all. It's very, very sad that they can't see that and see the element of discrimination.
They don't want strict enforcement, I believe, because they don't want us in the limelight.
That's right.
That's a big part of this.
I know it. You know what I told you.
And until somebody comes along with a lot of money and says, hey, this is enough of this crap,
That's right.
You don't want to look at a disabled person, turn the other way. Or to be more blunt, my mother would have said, go blind.
She did? Oh,
yeah.
That's funny.
She would say when people stared at me and,
That's right. She's right. Go blind.
I mean, this is ridiculous, a law with no enforcement, with no teeth,
no
grit.
Teeth, no nothing. No.
Nothing.
Yeah.
What the hell? Who the hell needs it? We don't need a law like that. We'd do better without a law.
Yeah. Or just amend the laws that already are on the books. That's all you need. Joseph Arian always used to say that he wanted that to be the law. That would perfectly work. You take a law that's already on the books, and you say, okay, now we're going to amend this law to encompass all disabled people. And that was it.
By the way, this show is dedicated to Joe Arian.
Yeah. It is, because he loved working on stuff like this, too.
And it's brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue down there in New Jersey, 609-388-3800. 7004. Biggie's the key to rescue. Joanne Diamond, the key to lady, and thank her for all her help and caring. All right. I want to thank some of our friends, Suffolk Bus Corp, Silo, and you can dial them at 631-880-7929. I want to thank Mr. Kennedy for his help and a speedy recovery to his sister, Anna, who's in the hospital. I hope by now she got out. All right, Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good info. Kennedy. You need dog food, cat food, or medical, call Nobody Starves on Long Island and speak with Gary, 631-484-3085. Those are some of the people that are good to us, and we try to be good to them and keep this show on the air.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Wednesday night. This is our nursing home program. Anybody in a nursing home, we welcome your call if you have a relative in a nursing home.
Frank, thank you for picking up. I've been having trouble with the phone, as you know. So thank you. I appreciate you picking up. You know, starting the show.
Well, I didn't want dead air on here.
No, I thank you.
We only want live air on InnerSight.
That's right. We're shaking and grooving to get rid of these nursing homes. We really are.
Yeah.
We don't want them.
And one of the best ways, you know, not only to help the residents in the nursing home, I believe they should have first choice at accessible housing. But what about the numerous people who are homeless?
Yeah, you know, there are a lot.
Many of whom are disabled, by the way.
They are, yeah.
You know, there you
one
could
way
help
or another.
Turn these nursing homes into accessible housing. Look at all the people
you'll
you could help there.
You'll solve a lot.
So
I
it's a double
learned a lot.
Helping.
You know, Frank, I learned a lot. I really did by doing this. I learned a lot how I can help people without just giving them outright money, because some of them you don't know if they have an addiction. But here's what somebody told me once. It was actually a pastor. He said to me, listen, you give no matter what you want to give, okay? But you've ended your responsibility when you gave. He said, don't worry about it. That is your responsibility when you gave. The person, if they want to, what do you call, still, you know, trick somebody into giving them money, that's not your business. Your business, you know, if you want to give, you give. That's all. He said, but if the person's tricking you out of money, you just don't want to, you know, ask them again if they, you know, have... You don't give them again, but it's their responsibility.
Well, a lot of people who are disabled, homeless, are brain damaged, you know.
Yeah.
And they have addiction problems. A lot of them can't help.
Yes, they do. Yeah. Right. So he said, your responsibility is just to give. Your responsibility isn't to coerce them in any way or tell them, you know, something bad because they want to. They want to receive. You know, that right now they're stuck in a situation in homelessness, and they don't want to be in that situation. Trust me, nobody wants to be in that situation. So he just said, you just give and you don't judge. That's what he said. And I believe in him, that you just don't judge. And this was years and years ago. He said that to me. Don't judge the person. Just give. Your responsibility is just to give. That's what he said.
Are there any callers on the line?
Yeah, but he's not in queue.
No.
Oh, now he is. Okay.
All right, InnerSight.
Anthony.
And one of our regular callers.
Yes.
Anthony from Brooklyn, New York.
Brooklyn, all right.
One of his favorite subjects, too.
I know. Here he is. Oh, come on, go. Okay, here it is.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, Suzanne. Hi, Frank. How are you?
Good, good.
That's good.
So, how you doing?
Okay. You know, I'm thinking to myself, you know, and I've accepted it that, you know, our government doesn't really care about the disabled and, you know, they don't, you know, soak in sorrow for us or have much pity or empathy or sympathy or anything like that. But I just want to say that I think it's pitiful that we have to pick up the slack for our government.
That's
that,
true.
You know, we
yeah.
have to be responsible to take care of these things that, you know, should already be promised in America that you would expect from our government, you know, freedom and liberty and the ability to live independently within our homes.
Right.
And, you know, if you really think about it, all these nursing homes are putting the home care agencies out of business slowly but surely because they take you right from the
hospital
and put you right in the nursing home.
That's
and
true.
You don't have much of a choice. And how you get out of the nursing home is secondary after you go through the process and, you know, you get a lawyer and you sue them and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know,
if you're lucky.
If you're lucky. And, you know, if you don't die of neglect before then because you've, you know, been sitting there so long in your own waste and you get neglected and you get bed sores.
Or you have family.
Yeah. You know, and thankfully you do have family and you live in a very nice home and you have people who care about you and you have a place to live. I mean, it may not be the best room.
Still, no matter what, you might.
Uh-huh.
Be still at risk for nursing home. If they declare that what you have is not satisfactory, then you're still at risk, no matter what.
So, what is satisfactory to them? What, you know, what can be considered not satisfactory if they come to your home and
not
decide
not fully accessible? You know.
But Suzanne, well, yeah, you're in a wheelchair. But if you're in the bed most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you how would I explain, you raise up the bed, you know, when you want to watch TV and things like that. I mean, you know, why would they do that? And how much is it really possible, you know, for you to make your home fully accessible if you wanted to? I mean, what if you were a poor...
talking about upstairs, which happens to be my mother-in-law's apartment. They're not talking about downstairs, which they should if I decide to do my wash, you know. But if I have an aide to do the wash, then that's they're saying that that is accessible to me, okay? If I had an aide to do a lot of the other activities, they're saying that that's accessible to me. But, for example, if for some reason I don't have an aide, then I would have to take into consideration that problem. I would have to probably find a washer to go into, you know, the top part of my house instead of going into the basement to go do it. There's ways to make me, you know, accessible up in this floor, but it would cost money, you know, but they don't do
that.
Yeah,
which... who has money to spend on something like that as much as they would love to.
It would be a big plumbing job. It would be a big, big plumbing job to do it.
Right,
you know?
And breaking walls and all that, and
mm-hmm.
who wants to deal with that, and the mess
right.
and the construction, and all
well,
this, and
was,
of course...
Excuse me, if it was built right in the first place,
right,
you wouldn't have to
that.
Do that.
That's right, you would have it on your floor.
If all all dwellings were accessible by law, under
mm-hmm.
strict penalty and enforcement, you wouldn't have to
mm-hmm.
break walls and do all this. Be there.
Right. It'd be there.
That's
yeah,
what we should
I
have.
Mean, I agree with it, and I'm not making an excuse for it, but it depends how old Suzanne's house is, too.
40
you know,
years
the thought
old.
Of
I'm sorry.
40
I'm
years
sorry.
Old. You,
more
you
than
see,
that, a little more. But not
I mean,
too much more.
Back then, Suzanne, mm-hmm. you know, 40 years ago, the,
mm-hmm.
you know, rights of the disabled living in their home and being a, you know, part of society weren't even thought of.
I know.
And, you know, they were ignorant to it. And back then they would put you in a facility
institution,
and treat
yeah.
you like you had a foreign disease. You know, they had no idea what a disability was, and oh my God, you know, she has that worst
life.
That,
excuse me, Anthony. I'm not sure that I believe that or agree with that. Disabilities
well,
go all the way back to the time of Jesus and beyond. There you
go. But it is a fact, Frank, that, you know, many years ago they did put the disabled in congregant living facilities.
Oh, yeah,
you
sure
know what
they
mean?
Did.
But,
well,
yeah.
They still do today.
Our rights, you know, and you know, our dignity as a person and our independence weren't even really thought of. I mean, if you look at home...
They're not thinking of us much today either.
They're not. They're still putting us in a facility, just quietly making money off of us, and now it's considered a taboo secret. But, you know, if you really think about it, you know, they're making it more and more impossible for somebody to survive each day. I mean, I still think about, you know, back when Joe was alive, how, you know, poor Suzanne had the oxygen tanks falling out of her nose, and she had to hold them in her nose just to breathe in America.
Yeah.
You know, so what kind of life are they trying to provide? And I
now
also...
They're waiting around for the person... to stumble and fall. I don't necessarily mean literally. To stumble and fall so that the criteria can enable them to put them in the hellhole.
Because,
you know what,
Frank,
that's
it,
what
it's
is.
Set
that's
up
what it
for,
comes down to.
Because,
yeah.
Frank, it's set up for failure. But, Suzanne, you said something about you know what I have now and you know something else. I didn't catch what you were trying to tell me.
Yes, but the thing is now that I have a... You know, I had to qualify to be in a nursing home to get any of the programs that people to be out of a nursing home. Isn't that the stupidest thing?
That means they could put you in.
At any time, yeah.
At any time. So, Suzanne, what do they give you? I mean,
more hours. They give you more hours.
They didn't give her anything yet.
They didn't give me anything yet, no. We're
but
waiting.
They haven't given her a damn thing.
They claim that they're going to give you
I'm going to call them tomorrow.
So how many more hours are you going to get?
I don't know. I still haven't. This is the first results, I should say, I'm waiting for. So
I have a different question for these people. How much money are you getting because of her application applying for this?
So
whether she gets help or not, do they keep the money? Where the hell is that going?
It all goes
to
the government. But Suzanne, would you be willing to take like 24 hours if they were willing to give it to you? Do you feel that you need it or want it?
Oh, hell no. You know why?
Okay, but you...
My husband thinks that 10 hours is... you know, an invasion of
his
privacy. And I seem to agree at that point. I have 10 hours, but the only amount I would say that is okay, I'd say 12 hours, because I still want my privacy too.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want
I know what you mean, you know, but if it's to stay out of a nursing home, I mean, I would almost do anything, you know what I mean?
No, I know, but that's
sacrifice
not the future for me. If I want to get myself home, and then right after that, I will definitely, you know, pull. You know, that would be the next best thing, you know?
Well, Suzanne, you know what it seems to me? Life is all about, you know, in order to get anything from the government, you have to participate in bloat, you know what I mean, in you know, programs that you don't you have, but you don't necessarily need as much as they want to, you know, exaggerate and say that you need. And I'm not saying that you're doing that in your case, but a lot of times it is just to, you know, to continue to maintain your life, you know, outside of your home and have the right to do so, because if you don't, you know what's going to happen. Otherwise,
Next, knock, 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 knock.
I'm a social worker. You know, you need to go into a nursing home.
Oh, no, I would throw them out. If I had seen them and they were aiming to put me in, first of all, now you might think I'm crazy, but I'm going to do this. I'm going to put on my body that I'm physically going to get tattooed, that a person is not going into a nursing home, because I don't believe any paperwork that they're going to be doing that will keep me out of a nursing home. Otherwise, I'm going to put it on my body, because I just don't want it. I don't want it. I want it to be there all times so that they could see that I don't want to be in a nursing home. Yeah.
They claim it would, but people, Susan, have an obsession with, you know, they have a tendency to think that because a person is in need of help or care, you know, because it's a state agency, you know, with these insurance companies, when you're on Medicaid especially, they get more involved in your life, you know, in the clinical part of it, rather than just a city social worker, for example, from CASA or whatever, and, you know, they're all into the mental aspect of it and things like that. And I really think they're fixated on, you know, getting people diagnosed with bull, you know, to have you join all these mental health programs the moment go see, you go see a counselor, they know about it, there's an alert on it, you know, do you have psychiatric problems because you have problems getting along with your aide, do you, you know, is it because you don't want to take care of yourself, you know, can you not manage your life at home, can you not take care of yourself, do you not, you know, qualify for an aide, how can we get away from providing this person an aide, and when, you know, we can't because they don't qualify to go into a nursing home because they're too young, well, then we'll just ask them to get up and let us see how they walk and try and convince them that they don't need the aid for as many hours as they do, and, you know, try to blame it on their family members for, you know, being lazy and not wanting to take care of them. And, you know,
then hence they go into a nursing home.
What's the age?
Crazy.
Anthony, excuse me. What's the age of a person that can go into a nursing home? There's an age on that? Age limit?
I don't really think there's an age, but most people that are in nursing homes are usually older. But what happens with somebody like me who only has cerebral palsy and needs somebody to go to the store and do laundry and stuff like that, and doesn't have any
They'll
kind
put
of
you
like
in a nursing home. You know which one? The
what?
Family
which one?
Center. The family center in the city. That's a nursing
based
home.
Based on what?
If you needed it, they do the criteria and say you needed it, or they would contact the like what they did with me. UCP, and then they would get another nursing home that would be more for CP.
Yeah, but it's not my CP is not severe enough. My CP
That's
is
right.
very mild. You know what I mean? And I don't have any cognitive issues and things like that.
But you know what they would say?
What?
They would say that in the back of their minds, they take note of stupid things. Say, God forbid, a million thousand times, I'm going to say, that you were to trip, right, and you fell. They would say, oh, now that he's tripped and fell, he might need more care. They keep that in all different records. You know that.
Suzanne, I hear that, but hold up that for 1 second because I don't want to forget what I'm going to say, which is that, you know, I have dealt with Fidelis for years. So they ask you whether you fell or not, and I'll tell you how. Here's the nonsense with it either way. I don't believe that they would put you in a nursing home based on that, because I've told them a million times that, you know, I fell countless times.
Me too.
And because I've fell many times throughout my life. I don't fall anymore, but, you know, there's times that, you know, I had minor, you know, slips, and you would say,
yeah.
You know, I would get all technical and, you know, try to make a joke out of it. How do you, you know, consider that, whether it's, you know, a person falls on one knee or both? Is it, you know, when my hands or fingers touch the floor? Or is it just because, you know, my you know, sock wasn't pulled up properly and I slipped? but basically all they do is, you know, if you say that you fell, they'll forward it to a nurse, and then the nurse, you know, will either say you need a walker or a pendant button. And then if you say, you know, you didn't fall because you fall so chronically that you don't remember, you didn't consider it a fall. I mean, they ask you how much in a month. You know, some people might not really consider a fall unless you got hurt and you fell, like, on your face or head. Then they'll say, oh, well, you didn't report that you fell. And then you could say, well, I didn't get an answer from the nurse when I called them, and I didn't think it mattered because they weren't going to give me any more hours anyway. And they tell you, you're right, we're not, unless you had a stroke or, you know, something massive that sent you to the hospital that debilitated your arms, you know, hands, legs, or whatever, then they're not going to. But, you know, I think that, you know, it's not so much Fidelis that, you know, and these insurance companies at all that want to put people in nursing home. I really think it comes more from an APS perspective, and you know, how a person you know, behaves mentally, and also you know, their family's unwillingness to take care of them and, you know, provide any kind of care. For example, afterward, if you want to say that, you know, you don't want this person in your house, and they misuse the money, if they're being abused, da, da, da. I mean, they claim that, you know, they'll try to get you an aide and all that, and if you don't qualify to go in a nursing home, there's still the law that requires, you know, them to keep you out. But again, you know, why they did it to your mom is because you know, were considered bedbound, and you know, you couldn't get enough hours for her, enough hours for you, and then, you know, to them she was going to be neglected. But they weren't going to, you know, help her get more hours, because the way that their agency is designed is generally just to put people in a nursing home if you don't, you know, have
enough hours
already,
yeah,
you know, enough hours when they first get involved. You know, it's all designed for failure, no matter how you want to see it. You know what I mean? But the issue is, too, Suzanne, you know, nobody wants to go into a nursing home. And, you know, we all want desperately to stay out. You know, we don't want to get COVID, or if you go into a nursing home, you might get it. You know, what do you call it? You can come out of a nursing home with it, go into a rehab and get it, whatever. But the issue is that it's, you know, it's becoming increasingly difficult for a person to stay out of a nursing home, because if you have no family and these agencies are unable to provide any care because they don't have enough people, then,
every disabled person in this country is more vulnerable to going into a nursing home than people who are not disabled.
That's true.
I believe that, and I take it, I believe that we are taken advantage of, because to the government and to the social workers and to the nursing homes.
But why should we have that hanging over our heads? What the hell is this? I mean, to me, it's like a concentration camp type of mentality.
We shouldn't, but the point that I'm getting to here is that we're treated more like babies than society wants to admit.
Yeah, but it's worse than that.
It is worse than
that.
It's discrimination outright.
It's discrimination.
It's worse than
that.
It's an attitude.
But when you've,
it is.
Yeah,
it's
but
an attitude
when you're,
that's taught, even.
Yeah, but when you're viewed as a baby, Suzanne, that society doesn't want to admit that they treat us as, then, you know, people make your decisions for you and control your life, and it's not right. But I don't
think
that.
Oh, I think they belittle you. Yeah. But I also think another thing they do is if they had a choice to take you out of power or and bring you down to a level that they can control you, believe me, they will. If they had an ability to do that, they want to control you every which way.
I don't ever think, Suzanne, that from the beginning as a disabled person we're ever really treated as a person who's, you know, cognitively completely competent and strong, you know, and able to make decisions and treated like a adult like everyone else. I mean, from the, you know, from the time that, you know, we are in school, it goes from, you know, special ed to IEPs to, you know, paras to, you know, home health aides and to social workers and, you know, nurses and all that. And everybody has a part in our life. And I feel that in the end, you know, they can be.
Do we have any other callers?
Not yet. No.
You know, they convene and they, you know, decide for us what's going to be, or at least want to. You know, I'm, you know, this is not about home care agencies, but I believe that they want to control our lives too, because they want to tell us who we have to have and who we have to keep, and, you know, what hours we have to have and how many people we have to have and how many days a week we have to have. So, I mean, in the end, it's all right. But, you know, you could get wind up getting put in a facility again, you know, in the end, and you have no choice and you don't want to, and you don't really control your own life. They do.
Yeah.
That's the way
it's
I see
true.
It.
They take our money
too.
And they boss us around. That's the mentality of these agencies.
And people would say it's the government's money, not ours. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we get crumbs to survive off of, and then it becomes impossible, and we have to go live with our families. And then, you know, our condition goes downhill because of medical issues, and then eventually they want to put you in a nursing home.
Yeah.
It eventually gets there, no matter what.
Because
family member care of you. I have family members that are in different states, and once they hear that your mom has passed on, they haven't answered the phone. Number one, they don't want to face you because your mom passed on, and not one of them gave you, you know, any money or anything, so they don't want to face you. And then the other is that they just don't, you know, care enough, you know.
Well, they're dictating to us how we're going to be protected, and that's the normal.
Yeah,
they wash their hands to us, and they say that we're going to become a burden to them, and they don't want to deal with it. And they say that they live in another state, and they have to have their own lives, and they can't help us or don't want to help us. Oh, I don't have a place to keep her or him, and my house is not accessible, and I can't deal with it. And that's that, you know. And it's a sad thing, but, you know, it's important not to overburden your mind about it and just be thankful and be happy that you're out and don't over-worry too much. And, you know, there are still civil rights and laws, and, you know, these case coordinators don't control your life. They just work for the agency and are, you know, pulled behind the desk to cover your case, and you can always change the agency. And, you know, I mean, you don't have to let APS in. I don't think they can get a court order. I don't think they have the right like that. They're not the police. I mean, and, you know, unless you're in, like, grave danger.
I don't know why, but they told me I had to.
You have to let them in?
Yeah, because we were doing a fair hearing on my mother. I don't know if that had anything to do with it or not.
In that case, if it's somebody else, maybe. Because then, you know, you would be treated as neglectful. You know,
that's
you would
right.
be considered neglecting her. But then again, Suzanne, not being a smart aleck, but how could they put a bedbound woman in prison? You know what I mean?
Yeah. But it wasn't for her. It was for me being, quote, neglectful, which wasn't even there. I'm like, I just came in on the case, and I was reading all her paperwork, and all I did was say, I'm her power of attorney. And they said, you know, you could be considered neglectful. Let us, determine what's going on.
So could
I'm
they.
Like, excuse me? What?
Because they wanted to intimidate you, and they wanted you to let them do what they wanted. And
but they saw
wanted,
what I looked like, and they saw my AIDS there. They shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, but they're trained to do that. It isn't right.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? But they are trained to do that. But I don't think, you know, that they really had that, you know, intention.
It all
but,
was my mother's AIDS thing, issues about what days of the week she should show up and when she should show up and blah, blah, blah. Days after my mother was admitted into the nursing home, she called me, so is your mom coming back to her apartment? I said, no, you should have thought of that before you said anything to APS. She's now in permanently in a nursing home. Yeah.
It's all because you couldn't coordinate the days to get, you know, an aide to work as many days as they wanted?
Yeah. No, they wanted... Here's what happened. She was complaining that my mom was starting with the dementia. She didn't really know. That was her first case with somebody with dementia, for real. So she had no clue that the dementia of Lewy body is different than the Alzheimer's dementia. So she didn't know the circumstances of what my mom was going through. Nobody taught her. Really, it's the truth. They're a little different than the regular dementia. It's more complicated than that, the Lewy body.
And that's why she got away with doing that, because she, you know, it was considered...
Well, we had a lawyer, but the lawyer couldn't do anything.
Right.
There was no law, no regulation, and the ADA didn't apply.
No, they did squat.
Yeah, the ADA has nothing to do with that. The ADA is just, you know, accommodations, the local government, and accommodations for telecommunications, which wouldn't benefit, you know, anyone's life to that extent to prevent you from going to
home. They left a whole segment out to protect people.
Yeah. I really think that they didn't even have that in mind, or...
They
didn't want to touch that with a 10-foot pole. You know?
No, they were afraid it would... Here's the stupidity of it. They were afraid that it would take away the whole rest of the bill. You know what? Do it, and if it did, it has something for you to talk about, and then you could probably get more people attached to it. That never happened.
Yeah, because they were probably afraid one party would veto it, and then it would be, you know, squashed and forgotten about, and then we wouldn't have the accommodations we do now.
No.
That's why you need money behind these things.
That's right.
If you had money, you could fight it.
That's right. You know?
Yeah, but that's, you know, part of the problem, too. I mean, you know, I wonder, you know, like I said, if you had money, you know, and you were willing to take the time, you know, to do it, you could probably have the law changed. But because, you know, you don't have it, it's, you know, a lawyer is just a lawyer, and they don't, you know, they don't really, you know, change laws. They just work with the existing ones, and that's that, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, there's certain lawyers that, you know, you have a good lawyer that you
Speaking
can
of,
pay well
money,
to.
I want to make an appeal. Anyone out there, what we want to do is help everyone by turning these nursing homes into accessible housing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we need funding to start a campaign. And anyone out there who would like to help us do that, you know, we definitely invite you to call us. And even if you wanted to dispense the funds in your own way, you know, you don't have to donate the funding to InnerSight. Just make it available for us to use, you know. Maybe so much a month. That way you could check and see how we're using the money.
Right.
You know, we're going to use the money to... Let people know that these nursing homes are damaging the economy, damaging people's lives, disrupting lives and family, and you know, and we're gonna seek out the abuse stories.
Yeah.
And with the person's permission, we'll expose them. So that's how the money's going to be spent, to try to get these places turned into accessible housing to help not only the disabled, but everybody. So anybody out there who would like to sit down and talk about this and maybe write, you know, we could definitely write up a proposal.
Yes, definitely.
Let us know.
We'll
it's a new venture.
Yeah.
And we need some money behind it. What?
Yeah. Well, you know, we all had people that we know that will, you know, testify to that, who are still alive and who don't, you know, who know what it knows what it was about. Like, I'll give you an example, Frank. We had Maureen and her mom that who can actually really test all of that. And then we
right.
also had
plenty of people who would testify.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
no shortage of that.
Yeah.
Call any independent living center and, you know.
Yeah, exactly. So that's not an issue. But the good thing is that we're just getting people who, you know, from their private homes now interested, which is good. You know?
So that's the intent of this show.
Yeah.
And this has never been done before. It's never been proposed before, to my knowledge, to turn these nursing homes into accessible housing.
No. Frank and I were talking about that for a long time. Now that they have COVID going in there, even more we talk about it and try to get it done. You know, because we don't want them
Well, yeah,
to,
we try to warn them.
Yes, we do.
This is the second time.
Yeah.
You know, get people out now, you know.
Yeah,
one
than another.
It's harder now.
Yes, it is.
You know, but that doesn't stop us.
No.
We're going to continue.
Yeah.
And we're going to keep on pushing to let people know what's going on. Inner Sight, by the way, 213-816-1650. Anthony, you got anything else?
Oh, I just I put him on mute while you were talking.
Okay.
I could, yeah.
All right. All right, so, you know, nursing homes have contributed to the death of thousands and thousands of people. You know, you don't hear about it much.
No.
Because, and I'll tell you why you don't hear about it. Because the agencies that are going into these places and trying to get people on programs to get them out have to walk on eggshells.
That's right.
They can't just tell you what's going on and expose all this, and you know, they're controlled by the state.
That's right.
Why you don't hear these. That's why you're only going to hear most of these stories on Inner Sight, I'll tell you.
Yeah, because people don't want to expose, you know, especially if they're getting money from the government, what the government's doing. We get zip, nothing, zero from the government. So we don't have any axe to grind. We don't. So we say what is happening. You know?
Yeah.
So
you're
going to get it straight from us. Everything.
Yeah.
You know?
And now, realizing now how much these nursing homes are hurting the economy.
Oh, very much so.
Yeah.
When I heard the first time around, it was $172 billion. Now that I hear it's $196 billion, it went up $20 billion that year. That is nauseating, Frank. Nauseating. Not even, you know, I wanted to just sit down and cry because I could see what my mother was going through in a sense. And then I could see it even worse the next time around. And it really made me sick to see it. Really sick.
Let me remind everyone, 11 o'clock tonight, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997. Tomorrow night on the Altice, 7:30, Channel 20. And tomorrow night's show, the politicians, should put Americans first.
Yes.
We'll talk about that tomorrow night and also in mm-hmm. connection with the disabled and with people who are not disabled.
That's right.
You know, everybody. So that's tomorrow night. Friday is mm-hmm. the funnies. We've got to find somebody, something wacky to
mm-hmm.
talk about. Well, we know that Louie will be here on Friday.
That defines wacky, okay. He's really a good guy.
And he's going to imitate, now wait a minute, who do we say Louie's going to imitate?
I don't know. We never did. Did
yeah,
we?
Of course we did.
Okay,
let's see.
We did, okay.
I was going to play Dean Martin, and he was going to imitate...
Hold on, we did. Let me think.
Oh, Connie and Chrissy.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
I have
so
a little thing
do...
about Dean Martin. You want me to just put it on there? And it'll just be part of the show?
What little thing?
It's like a comedy, little comedy thing that he did.
How long is
Dean
it?
Dean Martin. Not long. It's maybe about 2 minutes, I think. I have to look
at
it. I'll let you know tomorrow. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's good.
Yeah.
All right, so it's Friday.
Yeah.
And Inner Sight, and again, we remind you, anyone who's in a nursing home, anyone who has a relative, call us.
Yeah.
Call us right from the nursing home. We're not afraid of that.
No, we're not afraid of anybody.
We'll
help
put
you
right on
out
the air.
That's right.
We've done it before. We'll do it again.
We did it with me and Maureen and Mary. You know?
If the nursing home doesn't like it, then let them get the person out.
That's right. That's right.
All right. I mean, it could be another tactic to
yeah.
get people out of those places.
Oh.
You got to work it
nice.
Any way you can.
That's right.
All right. Inner Sight. And the point that Anthony made earlier, that we have to do the work
mm-hmm.
of this government. We don't get paid
true.
For that.
No, we don't.
That's another reason they owe us.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing their work. Why mm-hmm. isn't there one agency in this country, find me one agency, that is doing the same thing and that will stand up and say, yes, those places should be accessible housing. And
mm-hmm.
we're going to start doing something about it. There isn't one agency that has come forward to do that
mm-hmm.
and to join with Inner Sight.
That's true.
In this great country of America, would you believe it? Not one agency.
It's sad. Not one. But I see some supporters, and I'd like to know if any of them were about that. There's 10 supporters.
You see support of what? You're talking about.
They said that they supported possibly by just, you know, that means they put money towards advertising.
Who's they?
Don't know. I have to look it up on our, you know, on the system.
Well, what do you mean? You got a note from somebody that said that they support what? This show?
Support, no, the petition.
Oh, the petition, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's see if they'll do something about it.
Yeah. mm-hmm.
Anybody can talk, you know.
Yes.
I don't just talk, folks.
Yeah, you
I
do.
I put money in Inner Sight this week again.
Yeah, I do it in a different way than Frank does.
I put some in there every week. It doesn't make a big dent or a big difference, but it keeps the thing going.
That's right. I witness it every week.
So
yeah.
We need the big money.
Yes, we do.
To get the job done.
Right.
Now, companies today take billions and billions of dollars and change their company way and revise. I heard recently that Ralph Lauren is doing that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't need billions of dollars. Give us 10 million, 25 million. You know, give us the millions so we can get started. Somebody out there, you can remain anonymous if you want to.
Yeah.
And let us begin a campaign that people are going to notice. I promise you that they will notice it. Because we have one of the greatest publicists that ever lived to work on it.
Yes, we do. Yeah.
So, somebody out there, reach out. Help us turn these nursing homes into accessible housing and free up money to help this economy.
Yeah.
That would be part of it.
Yeah. A
big part of it.
Definitely.
All right. We got about a minute left. So go ahead. It's your show.
Thank you. I'd like to thank Frank mostly for starting the show on time. Thank you. I had a little trouble with my phone, but it's here. We did it. Thank you, thank you. And I'd like to thank our callers who called. And InnerSight means freedom, freedom advocates for the disabled. And thank you very much for.
And we forgot Able News, but go online.
I know. Yes.
Get a free subscription to Able News and Angela,
right.
Able,
right.
Melanie.
Yes.
So we thank the Able News.
AbleNews.com. AbleNews.com. You could just go get a free subscription. Okay.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye, world.
The world.
Inner sight.
Thank
Good
you.
Night, everybody.
Goodbye. Good night, everybody.